This is Brother Branch, your host and servant of the Lord. I want to welcome each of you to the Voices of the Shackled and Unshackled, a prison ministry podcast. Voices from both sides of the wall. This is a Christ-centered ministry, bringing hope in Jesus Christ to both sides of the wall, letting the voices of the shackled and unshackled shout out. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let the voices of the shackled and unshackled shout out and be heard, for the Lord will answer. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that thou may make thee known that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. This is episode number 20, Sabbath. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, acknowledging our dependency on you. You woke us up today. Whereas many did not wake up, others woke up in strange places or on the streets or even in the hospital. Some did not know where they were. But in your mercy and your grace, you sent your angels to protect me as I closed my eyes and lay down, keeping me from dangers seen and unseen, unworthy of the blessings you, Lord, have bestowed upon us. We come with thanksgiving and humility, giving you the honor, the praise, and the glory. For you and you alone are worthy. Strengthen us, for we are weak. Order our steps, for your footing is sure. Teach us and help us to grow in thee, and forgive us of our sins. We ask this in the worthy, worthy name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. It's special music time, all about Sabbath.
It brings repose from labor, it tells of joy divine, its beams of light descending with heavenly beauty shine. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today, who said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Day of sacred pleasure, its golden hours we'll spend in thankful hymns to Jesus, the children's dearest friend. O gentle, loving Savior, how good and kind thou art! How precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart! Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day! Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day!
Blessed Sabbath day. This is episode number 20, Sabbath. We're reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verse 1, the Amplified Version. Thus says the Lord God, the gate of the inner courtyard that faces east shall be shut during the 6 working days, but it shall be open on the Sabbath day, and open on the day of the new moon, an invitation by the Lord. The gates of the inner court of the sanctuary were open on Sabbath, welcoming all to come to worship the Lord on Sabbath. Why are the gates of the inner courtyard that faces east shut during 6 working days? We find the answer is a reference to God's previous instructions at creation. See, this thing about Sabbath is not a Jewish Sabbath. It's not new. God in creation, the Sabbath already existed. You see, the Sabbath is part of God. And so we understand that God has always existed. So what does this suggest about the Sabbath? Let's look at Exodus 20:8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maidservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. The week of creation established what we refer to as a 7-day cycle of the week. God created 7 days. 6 of them he labored or worked. But he gives us a set of instructions. 6 days is for us to work like he worked. But then he rested the seventh day. Then we too should rest the seventh day. God named only 1 day of the 7. Yes, 1 day he named. He called it Sabbath. Then God does the following on the Sabbath day. Number 1, rested from all his work of the 6 days. Do you think that God rested because he was tired? Of course not. God knows nothing about fatigue. No, God rested to give us an example of what we are to do today. Look at how the world is trying to operate 24/7. No time for anything but work. So when we are focused 24/7 on anything other than God, God is excluded. So God set aside a day, 1 out of 7, 1/7, God said, give unto me. Work 6 days and rest on the 7th day from all your work and keep the day holy. Notice the statement, keep the day holy, for the day is already holy. Holiness is established by God, not man. We can only keep the day holy. We cannot make the day holy. So God did the following things on the Sabbath. 1, he rested. 2, he blessed the day. 3, he hallowed the Sabbath day. In effect, God did not work on the Sabbath day. God blessed the Sabbath day, set it apart for holy use. God instructs each of us to keep the day holy, to set it apart. He sanctified it. He made it special just to commune with him, a 24-hour period. He blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. We, in order to keep the day holy, which is God's instruction, must not work on that day, but set it aside as a special assembly time with God. Genesis 2, verse 3. The Amplified Version. So God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it as his own, that is, set it apart as holy from other days, because in it he rested from all his work, which he had created and done. That means it was set apart for sacred use. Other words, this saying, another way of saying this is that it was made holy, consecrated by God. Only God can make something holy. And so we see consecrated or hallowed. These terms are fairly synonymous. Now the scripture states in Ecclesiastes 3:14, the Amplified Version, I know that whatever God does, it endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor can anything be taken from it. For God does it so that men will fear and worship him, that is, respect and worship him with awe-filled reverence, knowing that God is God, knowing that he alone is God. Only God can make something holy. Thus, no other day can be set aside for holy use unless God does it. No other day can be made holy unless God makes it holy. Many times the comment is made, oh, you worship or you go to church on the Jewish Sabbath. That's an interesting statement. But when we read what the Bible says, it shows clearly that when the Sabbath was established, there was no Jewish people. So when we are reading God's word, it explains the following. Sabbath was created before there were Jewish people. He rested not to be aimlessly rested, but God-centered rest. Attention is to be more directed to God in a way than it is any other time. Keep the day holy by keeping focus on God's holy day, doing what God would have you to do. It's the fourth commandment, not the fourth suggestion. It's the fourth commandment, not the fourth suggestion. It reflects or is a reflection of God's character. To be blessed is to be happy in the Lord all day, every day. The Bible measures blessedness differently than how we as people use the word today. Blessed is the one who preserves under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive a crown of life that has been promised by the Lord who loves them. There are over 500 Sabbath-keeping churches of all different denominations. They're not Jewish. They understand what the Bible says. They understand the day God set aside. The days of the week were named after Norse gods and giant objects in the sky. That's how we get the days of the week that we use today. These names come to us originally from Greek or Roman, whose names of the week were there after their gods. The names, the days associated with the Norse god, not the God of the universe, not the God of creation. Here's how man has developed the names of the week. Sunday, Sunday. The sun gave people light and warmth every day. They worship the sun god. Monday, Moon's Day. Tuesday, Twitch Day. Wednesday, Wooden Day. Thursday, Thor's Day. Friday, Fig's Day. Saturday, Saturn's Day. These days given by man have no relationship to what God created. Saturday, or the seventh day in the weekly cycle, is the only day in all of Scripture designated using the term Sabbath. God made that day special. The seventh day of the week is recognized as Sabbath in many languages calendars, doctrines, including those of the Catholic, Lutheran, and Orthodox Church. In other words, there's an awful lot of people who know what day of the week is the Sabbath. It is still observed in modern Judaism in relationship to the Mosaic Law. We're reading from Acts 13, verses 42 and 44. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And the next Sabbath day came, almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Those who were not Jewish, those who became believers, the unbelievers wanted God's word preached to them Sabbath after Sabbath after Sabbath, because they understood what God's word was. They understood when his holy day existed. We're reading from Exodus 31, verse 13. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. You do this throughout all generations as a sign between God's people and God, a sign that God established, not recently, not yesterday, not last year, but God established this at creation. We're reading from James 1, chapter 12, the Amplified Version. Blessed, happy, spiritually prosperous, favored by God, is the man who is steadfast under trial and preserveth when tempted. For when he has passed the test and been approved, he will receive the victor crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Spiritual prosperity, favored by God, making a definite choice to serve and worship on the Sabbath, to keep that day holy, not watching football games, not watching baseball games, not going out doing what you would want to do, but doing what God would have us to do, keeping his holy day. Therefore, blessed, happy, spiritually and prosperous, favored by God, even though we're tempted, we keep God's holy day. We're reading from Acts 18, verses 3 through 5, the New Living Translation. Paul lived and worked with them, for they were tent makers, just as he was. Each Sabbath found Paul at the synagogue, trying to convince the Jews and Greeks alike. And after Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul spent all his time preaching the word. He testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. Paul lived and worked as a tent maker, but regardless of his work, Paul was found in the synagogues, the churches, on the Sabbath. Each Sabbath, you could find Paul on the holy day God has set aside. We're reading from Luke 4:16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Jesus is my example. Following in his footsteps is my desire. If Jesus kept the Sabbath, then if Jesus is my example, then I should do the same. The same invitation of entering into his rest exists today. Should we accept or reject to follow in the footsteps of Jesus? How can we claim that Jesus is our example and we pick and choose the example that Jesus has set aside in which we will follow and which we will not follow? Either we're following Jesus or we're not. It was his custom to be in church on the Sabbath. What is your custom today. Heads are bowed. As we look to you, Jesus, as our example, strengthen each one of us, Lord. Be the guide that we need as we travel on this journey. Oh, Father God, we pray you would send your Holy Spirit, that through him we might do your will and not my will. That through the Holy Spirit he would teach us to always be ready, preparing 6 days out, knowing that your Sabbath is coming. Blessed is the one who preserves under trial and tribulation, because he has stood the test of time. For the world will throw so many things at us on Sabbath, trying to draw and tempt us away from you, a test whether we would stand on your word, keeping your Sabbath, or do what is popular on the Sabbath for the world to do. For we know, Lord, it is a reflection. The Sabbath is a reflection of your character, which pours out special blessings on each of us on Sabbath. Lord, let us not miss out on your special Sabbath blessing. As it was with Jesus and his habit, may that very same habit of going to church on Sabbath be our habit. I pray that each of us become and stay creatures of habit in keeping your holy day holy. Lord, you have given us 6 days to work, to labor, to do all that we need to do. But come Friday, Preparation Day, the other day that you have named Preparation Day, you have said to us, prepare for the Sabbath. Take care all our business and all our needs so that we can be dedicated and focus on you. You, Lord, have given us 6 days and asked just for 1/7, one day, a day you have set apart, a day you have made holy and blessed. Lord, thank you for the Sabbath. Lord, you and you alone are Lord over the Sabbath. You, Lord, have made Sabbath for me and all of humanity. We praise your name. We honor you. Lord, we lift you up on high. In your worthy name, Jesus Christ, we ask the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we ask that you would heal those that are sick among us. Heal those that are sick in our families. Bless our families. Bless this congregation. Bless each person that may hear this message, that they may understand, accept, and keep God's holy Sabbath. Lord, order our steps, that as we journey through this life, that we will always be on your holy day in church, keeping your day as holy as we possibly can under whatever situations we are in. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen and amen.
I praise you on the Sabbath day. As time passed by, we grew some distant, and we forgot the gift you gave us, the gift that will remind us who you are. Yeah. But then you sent your only son for him to show us the way home. By example, he restored. Sabbath day, I thank you for this time that you have hallowed, a day that I can rest in you, glorious and holy, a day that you delight in, a gift for the world that you created, a worship on the day.
Thank you for listening to the voices of the Shackled and Unshackled, a prison ministry podcast. Shout out and be heard, for the Lord will answer thee. Until next time, God willing, remember Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.